It's happening, boys. It's happening. This might be the last after disaster ever. Now, I know that we've said that numerous times in the past, but this might be the last, because Mike and I are about to put on some clown makeup.
I'll carry the torch. That's why I'm staying behind.
Can
it's
you
like,
imagine?
The guy who's got the account.
It's like when the president travels, you know, they like they protect the vice president just in case
and
something
happens.
And
this recorder is like the football.
Yeah.
I'm not following your analogy.
Taking it
the
with
football
us.
Is what they call the thing with all the nuclear codes, Anderson.
Really?
Anything else?
Wait a minute.
It's probably
what?
Got his Yahoo codes, too.
The football.
Yeah.
I've seen all the 80s Cold War movies, War Games,
football,
Red Dawn.
The football goes with the president
the everywhere
he goes. The
football's never been mentioned.
Because
one
fumble
guy
it.
Never lets go of it.
It's implanted to his hand. His hand is grafted.
Now you're just making funnies.
Nope. The football goes everywhere. The football used to be all paperwork. Now it's computers.
Who named it the football?
The after disaster, making funnies.
CIA.
Was it the pigskin in the original, and then they updated the name? The original name was
the original
the pigskin.
President.
The
guy who carried. No, it's probably like the satchel.
Wait, is
when
it a soccer?
George Washington.
Is it a soccer ball?
Yeah. What do you think they called it during the revolution?
During Lincoln, it was probably like the.
Can I just tell you?
This is the test to make sure you guys realize there was no football back then, because there wouldn't have been a nuclear weapons.
Is there
the
really,
test.
Really
a
football?
Test.
Are you guys really making, is that for real?
If I was lying, that'd be such a quick
how
on
is there
my
not
feet.
A movie called The Football?
Why are you jangling your keys on this program?
Because I thought it would add something.
Can I tell you that I hate when anyone says ball game? I hate it. You know what I mean? Like,
what about
how
game
was the ball,
on?
How was the ball game, son?
What about what about take me out to the ball game?
It works there. It works there. Because that was the only game, ball game in town back then. But when people say ball game, it's so nerdy. It's just so like I showed up for the ball game.
Well, it could be San Francisco Jacks.
Well, it. What?
How was the
especially
ball
when they're referring to hockey as a ball game.
Oh, that's
upsetting.
I take
them by the
that's
throat.
Upsetting.
Speaking of hockey,
what happened?
I was just gonna say that if you really reduce ball game, it's like if what a caveman would describe.
Yeah, exactly.
Ball game. Game ball.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I hate it. And it shows, usually it's like an older man who was never athletic and he doesn't understand sports at all. You know what I mean? Well, we went to the local team's ball game and.
You know what? The whole idea of.
Beautiful day.
The whole idea of the game ball actually completely puts into perspective how dumb we are as people. Like, you sort of associate some kind of power. Like, like if you're the pitcher and you get the winning game ball.
Well, they don't do it for adults. It's like for 10-year-olds. That's tight.
And it's symbolic.
Yeah.
I got like three game balls in my entire baseball career. Each one is special to me.
It's like an autograph.
I still have one.
All of mine.
All right. Settle down.
Hey, remember in the olden days?
Your multiple game balls.
Before everybody
three of them over like a 12-year baseball career.
What was that, Michael?
In the olden days, you know how now you see a celebrity try to get a picture with them?
Nope.
You don't.
I don't.
But some people do. Most people.
Every celebrity I see, I make them take a photo.
But you know what I'm saying? The old days, it was an autograph.
I like the
photo.
The photo's better.
You met him.
The photo's better. Yeah, you're right.
Well, the photo's better when you're sly.
But
and
if
you
you're trying
pretend,
to sell something, though, it's not nearly as good. Because you want
the
picture of you.
The photo is better if you have the wherewithal to know to act like you're disinterested when the photo's being taken.
Are you as the fan?
Yeah. Like somebody else took the photo. I happen to be standing here next to Tom Hanks. Mm-hmm. And I'm acting like I don't. It's not
that'd
that
be
big
a
of
weird
a deal.
Move. If you're like, excuse me, Mr. Tom Hanks, will you take my picture with me? And then you get it all set up and then you just turn your back to him last minute. That'd be a weird move.
Yeah.
I would like if someone was out there. They would go up to celebrities and say, can you take a photo? But they just have the celebrity take a photo like of you like posing in front of a monument.
And then you just
and you're like, Tom Hanks took
Tom
this
Hanks
photo.
Took
I like that idea too.
Never not any bad. Proof. Speaking of ball games and autographs.
Wait, that feels like something that you see on Flight of the Conchords.
I mean, it's definitely like.
And then they would try and sell those.
It's 100% happened in shows before where they're like, can you take a photo?
I'm not suggesting you plagiarize there, son. I'm just saying.
I just need someone to dedicate their life.
Yeah,
to
a
every
lot
time
of celebrities
have
had the situation where somebody came up to them and they thought they were being recognized and wanted their picture taken. And they said, can you take this picture?
Yes.
That's happened to a bunch of people.
It's like when I signed my autograph at our live show.
That is just like that. That paper still exists somewhere. That is living in the world somewhere. I need to find that. I need to find that.
What do you mean at somewhere? It's at the
improv. It's probably at the improv. I need to get a picture of that.
Yeah.
All right. You were going to talk about ball games. What were
you
talking about?
I was just going to mention I was cleaning out my car after I got totaled, and I had some old baseball paraphernalia in there from when I visited this Dodgers.
Any game balls?
There's a game ball in there. Mm-hmm. But one of the things in there was a baseball that we'd gone to this Dodgers event where there was a bunch of Hall of Fame Dodger players and stuff, and they would sign baseballs and stuff. So I got Don Newcomb. Yes. I got Maury Wills, legit,
I don't know what you're saying.
Legit guys. Right. And then there was a third guy who I wasn't familiar because he probably played in like the early 70s.
Sandy Koufax.
No. His name was Bobby Castillo. And so he was just in the line. We're like, okay, yeah. So I show my dad the ball and he's like, yeah, that guy sucked. So basically I have this ball signed by like three really great players.
And one guy that just one, marred
like,
the ball.
Shitty guy that has like ruined the ball.
I like that. I like that idea.
It makes it real.
Bobby Castillo.
It makes it real. Like now,
it's a testament to my ignorance,
and it's a testament to you know the authenticity of it because who would plagiarize that guy? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It makes it real.
You should get Donald Trump to sign it too.
Welcome to the Aft Disaster. I am Anderson. There is Mike Carano directly across from me, and there's Ty Ty
present
sipping on cold pressed coffee, and he's got a not lying. He's got a flask of whiskey in front of him.
That's true.
This is midday.
True.
Midday LA.
Remember when I said parenting was easy, guys?
And Tyler,
it's even easier when you're drunk.
We're doing it from the non-world famous Tyler's home. His child is quiet at the moment, and the dogs are mellow. So let's see how long we can ride this wave of splendidness.
Buckle in.
Big news.
Yeah.
Big news.
Pittsburgh Penguins.
What happened?
I don't know. I saw somebody post a picture of a jersey, a Crosby jersey. I assume they won.
I'm glad that you're so invested in this.
When I texted our group chat yesterday, when I wrote Penguins, then all of a sudden it occurred to me, oh no, I don't know your schedule. I don't know if you're out doing something.
Dude, I cancel everything.
I figured, but I
do all I can to schedule a film vault around it. I did have the live film vault was actually during game five.
And it was in the lobby, pivotal, too, which makes it even weirder.
And it was really upsetting because right before the film vault live show started, I'm like, I better go pee one last time just because I'm going to be sitting up there probably for an hour and a half. I won't be able to go. And I just roamed out to the lobby. I did a quick scan. It's just a natural thing that you do, right? You just scan your environment.
It's your reptile brain. And make sure there's no saber-toothed tigers.
You're looking for mates.
At the Chinese theater, they have three.
Sorry, Jillian. I fucked someone in the lobby. I couldn't help it.
That's not what happened. I saw three.
That was where the story was going.
There's three TV screens up above the bar, one of which had the game on, evidently, because I saw the bald fuck, Pierre Maguire, talking to a Lightning's player. And it was so quick. It was just not even a full second. I glanced it, but the brain processed. I'm like, oh, they don't talk to the losing team after. And they were winning. I left, and they were winning 3-2 going into the third period. They were 46-0, tie. 46-0 after leading after two periods. I thought it was in the bag. I should have known better.
What does the O mean?
That means that they have not lost.
I've done the thing where you see you're trying to avoid the scores and you walk by a TV that has something else on but has the ticker at the bottom. So you like walk by doing this, you know, covering it
with your hand,
arm.
Yes.
And then they'll flash to like the thing that you're avoiding, real quick, live from Los Angeles. You're
Well, courtesy of Twitter now, we can't have any secrets.
One of the most...
do you think there's anybody that watches an event that's non-sports that doesn't want to know the results? Like,
yeah,
like tell me who won the Miss America pageant.
Oh yeah,
I got
absolutely.
Taping it.
Yeah, that guy. I listened to a little KFI here and there, and there's a guy
KFI.
Named Mark Thompson who does weather, and he has a voice. And he talks about I had a stalker once, and
he is so not interesting.
There's something wrong with the guy. I've met him a couple times, and
he's the one on Conway, right?
Yeah, he's like
I like him. On
I
Conway.
Get the idea that Conway doesn't dig him. I could be reading into things. Anyways, he got a bunch of shit because on his Instagram he was doing the last episode of what's that show that everyone wants? American Idol. He was a part of it, apparently. I guess he was the voice guy.
What?
Who knew, right? And so he was there for the end and he was talking about how he was crying, and he got a bunch of shit from people because he Instagrammed the winner on his Instagram account in real time, even though, you know, they show it on tape delay.
Okay.
And yeah, so there are people that get very upset.
That was always a question. That was always a big debate at NBC when we had like the voice. Was do we post about it in East Coast when it's revealed?
That sounds like a debate. Like, I'm glad I was not a part of.
Try to wait until the West Coast, and we were like, it's already fucking out there.
Yeah,
yeah.
You got to be part of the conversation.
Yeah. At least be with the punch. Yeah. If you're not going to beat
the
punch.
West Coast, get over it.
Get over it. That's why we're considered mellow and laid back.
I wish we could just change this whole time zone thing and have it all be the same and just F you, East Coast. F you.
Listen to this.
The sun's been up for 4 hours.
One of the most scarring moments of my childhood, which there were plenty of scarring moments, but I'll never forget this one. Clear as day. We're driving in Westwood Village, home of UCLA and all my favorite movie theaters growing up. And it was my dad and my friend Matt. And Matt and I were in the car. My dad had money because my dad was a huge gambler. He gambled on everything all the time. And he had money on the Laker game. I'll never forget. And it was like
how much?
A lot, probably a lot. I remember I'd hear him making the bets
like
on the phone.
Like a couple hundred?
He'd be like, hey, his name was Zebra. That was like his code name.
His code name was Zebra? Because he was white on the outside but black on the inside?
I don't think my dad was very black in any form. He did have a perm in the 70s.
Is that how zebras work, by the way?
Yeah.
But he...
the stripes, is it leaking through?
He'd call up, he'd be like, give me an interesting thought.
If you cut zebra meat open, is it striped?
No, Mike.
No, that's not an interesting thought.
That's a dumb thought.
He'd call up the bookie and I'd hear him. Like, I'd be a little kid and I'd hear him be like, yeah, put a dime down on the Raiders.
Thousand?
Yeah, I heard him say put a dime. And I didn't know what a dime meant when I was a little kid. I'm like, why is he wasting his time with change? There's a giant bucket of change. Anyways, there was a game that he had money on and he'd always, it was the worst. We'd be sitting at home enjoying ourselves, you know, after school. He'd be at work and then the phone would ring. It was before caller ID and we'd pick it up because he'd freak out if you don't. And then 9 times out of 10 it'd be my dad saying,
tell your deadbeat dad if he doesn't pay up, we're going to come break his legs.
It'd be my dad saying, hey Andy, can you tape the game for me? And it was back in the day where, like, if you're taping a game, you don't get to watch anything else.
Yeah.
So I'd have to get the Betamax set up. I'd have to find the channel. He never knew what channel it was. And then he'd start freaking out if you couldn't find the channel immediately.
Yeah.
And then my sister would... like 2 or 3 times out of every 5 she'd go and she'd change the channel because we would forget to put the little sign up saying don't change the channel.
The sign up in your gambling addict house.
So like it'd be like 10 o'clock at night, we'd all be like in bed and we'd hear my dad screaming and yelling God from the living room,
what the fuck is this, Ashley?
you know what scares me about the ability to make phone bets is that always comes with a possible threat.
But no, because he's a zebra.
I know, but it's not like you're going to a bank and filling out paperwork.
Yeah.
It's, okay, I'm trusting you that you're going to place a bet for $1,000.
Yep.
I'm trusting that you're going to pay me when I win. And then you're going to somehow take action if I don't come up with the money if I lose. Because there is no just, I don't know, you got any paperwork?
I don't know how sophisticated it was, but I bet it was fairly...
If I call you on the phone and say, put a dime down on the Chargers,
yeah,
and then the Chargers lose.
But if you have
an
ongoing account for a couple years.
And the Chargers lose, and you want your dime from me that I owe you?
Yeah.
Can you imagine how bad...
It's not just a, hey, show me the contract.
I've seen the movies. I know they break the thumbs and the legs.
Can you imagine how bad any three of us would be at being a bookie?
Or being a gambler. I can't do it. No.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to pay you, Chump. I'll be like, okay,
I know we talked about it before, but the funniest thing and the most stressful thing is in movies when the guy is like scribbling into his book while 700 people are yelling at him.
You're
like,
this doesn't make sense. Bullshit. And the people changing money in, we talked about it in the ring where there's a pit of two fighters.
Does the stock market, the floor of the stock market make sense to you?
No, zero. Zero sense. And I know if I spent a couple days, I'd probably figure it out, but I think the movies have it wrong. I think it's bullshit. I don't think that actually happens. I don't think it's real.
But I think it is real.
Westwood. I think it's less of that now.
Early 80s, Westwood, my dad and I and my friend Matt, and my dad, we're looking for a place to eat before we go see a movie.
Okay.
And
what are you going to go see?
I don't remember. And my dad sends, I remember the restaurant that my dad sent my friend Matt into. Actually, he sent both of us. He's like, will you go into that restaurant and see if they got the game on? Because it was the Lakers, a big game.
Got
it.
Was
LA. He's trying to avoid it or trying to see it?
He's trying to avoid it because he's taping it because he wanted to go home and watch the goddamn thing on tape. Because he probably had a dime on
to get the high.
He didn't always bet dimes. It was rare that he bet dimes, but he would bet dimes. And we
like
see that
I'm just pretending like I understand that a dime is 1,000.
We see the game is on.
It is weird. Why is it 1,000? Oh, because it's 10?
I wish I could go back and look at the TV that it was on because it was probably such a shitty TV.
Oh, it was a huge TV with a tube in it.
Yeah,
probably suspended.
Built into a console.
So Matt and I,
75 pounds.
Matt and I go in. There's like smoke all in the room because it's a smoking restaurant bar. And we look and the game is on.
So
for sure.
Concert.
So I know the drill. I go back to the car. My dad's got his hazards on. He's sitting in traffic. And we jump in the car and say, sorry, Dad, game's on. And Matt says, yeah, the Lakers are winning 74. And my dad flipped out. Left out of my poor little friend Matt. Because Matt didn't know. Matt thought that like he wanted to know the score. He wasn't paying attention. He's
so
a little
your
kid.
Dad shook
you're
him
a
down
bad
for
friend for not
bucks.
I thought Matt got it. I didn't understand. Oh my God.
You're like, not everyone's dad is putting down dimes on Laker games?
My dad screaming at us was horrible, but when he'd scream at like a friend,
that's terrible.
He would actually physically pick friends up of mine and throw them out.
Did what?
Like he
my
would like
dad,
throw them out. Like
my
they
dad
would land
had
on
a,
their knees.
Had a gambling problem too. And I don't know if that was
a
problem.
I could see that because it was a pawn store owner.
But I remember in high school, like senior year, last day of school, everyone's like, let's go to the track. And I'm like, hell yeah. And we all piled in my Cadillac
Dog
and
track.
Drove up. No, we drove up to Del Mar Racetrack. And we got inside and I'm like, someone goes, there's your dad. And I'm like, oh, shit. And my dad is clearly
oh, that's
out
right.
of it.
Because
like,
you had to go do those pickups for him.
Yeah, he wasn't. he was clearly miserable, and he walks up and he goes, "I'm going home," and he slaps the tickets in my hand, and he was betting $1,200 a race.
Wow.
And
they were all losers. God.
And I was like, because I had no idea he was betting that much money.
Wow.
How do you do that with, like, if I was single, I wouldn't be able to spend that much money.
Well, all your kids are in a cult.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah, okay. They're living on the cheap.
Hey, we have not talked about it yet, but a couple of big things to talk about here. First, we got to get back to the Penguins, and then we got to get back to another black and white thing, which is clown makeup.
Yeah, we are going to stop and get some. Should we just wait till we get to San Diego and go to the makeup? Go to the.
Here's what Mike's alluding to.
That's not how you do a segue, Mike.
We are going to see ICP tonight. Mike and I are. We're leaving Daddy No Fun at home. Because,
in charge of the football.
Yeah, Daddy No Fun. Daddy's going to have the football. But we are going to see the Insane Clown Posse.
Who are we going to replace you guys with?
For the good of the show. And we're going to go incognito.
That's why we're going.
We're gonna infiltrate.
No, we're not going in. We are infiltrating with full clown makeup.
Yeah, but that's kind of incognito.
In clown-nito.
I might dye my hair green if we can pick up some like temporary dye at the makeup.
I'm down with making my hair black.
Okay.
We're going to shoot this thing with our phones, and I brought a backup phone. We're going to get footage. We're going to make a Destination ICP edition, and it's going to be tight. And if it's good enough, we might build a live show around it. Should I be saying all this?
No.
All right. Take back everything I just said.
You shouldn't invite.
And here's some of the hurdles that we're going to have to hurdle.
Yes, jump over.
I shouldn't have started with hurdles.
It's
a holiday weekend. Traffic may be horrific. We are driving to downtown San Diego to see the Inclane. The inclement clown posse. And
Posse, right?
So it's Anderson, myself, about 1,200 juggalos, maybe 800. I don't know how big that place is. And Sir Donald Trump.
Yeah, Donald Trump's doing a rally around the corner.
Yep.
Oh, it's ugliness down there.
Oh. So a lot of people are just going to go from that straight to the Juggalo show.
I'm sure of it.
What if Donald Trump showed up?
Juggalos seem pretty politically...
There's a picture of Donald Trump with the Juggalo makeup. You know there is. I'm going to look it up right now and masturbate too. I mean, I'm going to look it up. Why did I just say that? That's stupid. That was dumb.
That's weird. Yeah.
Oh, I'll say. Family. They're the best family. Terrific. Terrific family.
People. The hardworking people.
Whoop, whoop.
Yep. And I say we build a wall around them and make them pay for it, but they don't have any jobs. So.
Now, Mike and I are doing something that I'm really opposed to, which is infiltrating something that we don't have huge passion for. However, I think that we're okay because Mike actually does like, you love that one album. You listen to it repeatedly.
Yeah.
And I love the two guys. I love Jay and Shaggy.
The way you just framed that was as if we're going to be chained up in some house in the middle of nowhere and I'm going to be trying to pitch them on, no, I'm a real fan.
Well, no, I can
at least we have this in our back pocket.
It is dangerously close to the border.
Yeah.
San Diego is. Imagine them in Tijuana. You asked earlier, where do you think the worst ICP show would be? Any show, the worst would be Tijuana.
Yeah. If we could go back and reopen Iguanas and have Insane Clown Posse.
My God. So I don't feel like that shady or that gross for going because I really do like them. They were my favorite Loveline guests over the years. I met them multiple times. Last time that they were in the studio, a couple months ago now, really enjoyed talking with them.
Yeah.
You know, I talked to them every break before the show. I had them stay after. They actually did that liner for us. I like the two main juggalos. They're fans.
Yeah.
It scare me.
It's sort of like you guys like gorillas and have gone from I like gorillas to I'm going to the Congo to go.
It's sort of like we like barbecue, but we don't want to go hang out with a bunch of stupid cows.
Oh, it's just like the slaughterhouse thing, though, right? You're onto something there. It's like I like eating hamburgers, but I'm not into like shooting them in the head.
I'm not into drowning in blood. I like hamburgers, but I'm not into colon cancer.
While we're talking about meat, I wanted to bring this to the program.
Who'd you meet?
You guys know that they're growing meat in labs?
Yes.
I don't know if I would call that meat.
It's going to be in stores very soon.
The good part about meat is it's got a soul.
How do you?
And you're eating that.
You enjoy
soul.
Eating the soul.
Yeah.
The fear.
Yeah. Fear's delicious on a barbecue.
Well, Osage County.
Hey, we should go eat at Phil's Barbecue while we're down in San Diego. It's my favorite barbecue place.
Okay, we can do that. Hopefully we'll have time. I plan on going because we have to go as clowns tonight.
Yeah.
I was planning on going as Patch Adams.
Mm-hmm.
Then
we were going to go regular clown,
like full bozo.
Yeah, full bozo.
Terrible idea. Terrible, awful
with
idea.
The shoes and the
terrible idea.
The ones he ever can do a match.
Red noses
or puddles.
They would be so mad.
I don't know if they would be. I don't know if they think we are the most intense.
No. If you were wearing like the scary, like yeah. the scary clown face with the goofy clown outfit, you'd be okay.
Hey, what about the sad clown, Pavarotti?
What about Pavarotti? We buy clown masks.
Pavarotti? I already have my one from
so
Dark Knight.
Sweaty and gross inside.
Remember the one that I used to scare Stryker with?
Oh my god!
But then
hated
we
that
are
mask.
Really incognito.
Yeah, but then you won't be
until
able to
I
see
take
anything.
It off 5 minutes in because I'm sweating out of my eyes.
We could hold the phone into our masks so nobody knows we're filming them and just stick the camera out one of the
Everyone
eyes.
Will be filming.
Michael, let's be realistic here. None of that's going to work.
I should have gone as a robot clown.
What is that?
I am a robot clown.
Why?
I am down with a robot clown until I am 6 feet underground.
Or in a more accurately, in a robot scrapyard.
In a junkyard.
So here's the biggest problem they've encountered thus far. So from what I've heard, I just read an article in preparation for the show about the meat, the growing meat in labs, and I didn't find anything about this part, but apparently the color of the meat that they're growing in labs is not red. It's yellow. That's an issue.
Well, isn't there an issue that as of right now, they won't have to label that it's meat grown in a lab?
Oh, no.
Really? Well, let's not jump that far ahead.
What? Really? I might already be eating meat lab.
No.
Meat
no.
lab meat.
No, no.
Labia logic, meat. Oh, logic. It's too close to labia meat.
Hey, first of all, they're not going to call
Why
it
did labia meat
lab meat. Labia meat would be expensive.
By the way, Jillian heard that entire episode last week, all the way through, with me talking about how I would take advantage of Scar Girl's friends.
Yeah.
Why did she listen to that episode?
I don't know. Maybe I told her to.
No, I didn't.
Will the lab meat be like?
I can't mention it. Sorry.
Good one, Mike. That's good instincts.
Will the lab meat be like? Will it be beef lab meat and pork lab meat, or you'll be at the supermarket and it's like
just
chicken,
meat.
Beef, pork? Meat.
Okay, logically,
meat. No, it's going to be beef
is,
meat.
We're jumping way too far ahead
here. I think it's like
here.
Stem cell stuff. I think
no,
where
it's
they
not
going to
be. Growing meat in a lab has got to be thousands of times more expensive than just plugging a cow.
Is this
in
a Masters
head.
Of Science
right now it is.
Thing that we're doing right
yeah,
now?
Yeah.
Right now it is because you know they're making such limited amounts. Remember,
I don't
about
know
a year
why
ago,
you're
I was
so
really
against the stuff that we thought as kids was going to be the greatest ever, like Star Trek, like just punching in what you want, it comes out of a drawer in the wall.
No, that's great.
Yeah.
Earl Grey.
All right, this is the Washington Post, right? And when, in August 2013, a team of Dutch scientists showed off their lab-grown burger. The cost was $330,000.
Those are duck scientists. Shh. They don't want you to eat duck.
Dutch. $330,000 a pound
they sound
is
like
what
a bunch
cost.
Of quacks to me.
That's a lot.
When they put all, and then they had a meatball. Wait a minute, where is it? They had a meatball that was, can't find it on the guy. $18,000 a pound was the meatball.
Mm. Okay, that's more reasonable. Yeah.
American company Memphis Meats fried the first ever lab meatball, cost $18,000 per pound.
Mm.
Those who have tasted the items say they barely differ from the real deal.
What is barely, though?
I know. What's that difference?
Yeah.
It tastes like meat, but it's got a consistency of Jell-O.
Ugh.
That would get some getting used to. That would take some getting used to.
Yeah, this is defeating the whole purpose
What's
of
weirder,
meat.
What's weirder if it tastes like...
What is the purpose of meat? Suffering
animals? The purpose
animals?
Of meat is we need to stay alive and we found something we can eat
well,
to
you
stay
can stay alive.
Alive
without eating meat, yeah. So...
Okay, when does this become the vegetarian disaster?
No, I'm just saying, you can survive without eating meat.
To eat protein.
Yeah, what I'm saying, though, is there's an innate thing built in... It's built into you when you are really famished that you crave protein.
Oh, yeah.
And you,
yeah.
And you,
how
and
is
if
it
you
defeating
smell
that purpose?
Barbecue, it's not, that's not a learned thing. That's a, oh, meat.
Yeah. Yeah. How's it defeating the purpose if you can do the exact same thing without the killing? If you were saying it defeats purpose because when you get hungry, you have the thirst for killing an animal, then yes, it's defeating the purpose.
Every time Mike is hungry.
Must kill.
Grabs his crossbow. Walks down to Vaughn's.
And it's going to be way better for the environment from everything I hear. Because I forget the astronomical figures when you look at like a one ground beef patty.
It takes like 3,000 gallons of water.
Ridiculous. Yeah, they've got it way down, which makes me really sad. It's like, what are they? The cows just thirsty now? But
cows are all just licking their lips.
I think
but
that,
in the
I
lab, it's going
to
be
water
panting.
For like the food for the cows and the grass.
I like the idea of not having to produce cows to kill them to eat them.
Sure, especially when you watch like cute cow videos. It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
I've been trying not to eat. I only eat red meat like maybe twice a month.
That being
a
said,
now.
Lauren made some really good tri-tip last night.
Yeah.
Oh, sounds good. I got to get some lunch.
So good. so good.
I've backed off the meat considerably for health reasons, but I'm still...
I've been picking up your slack, though.
Oh, nice. Good job.
I used to do that. I think I might have told you that on the show. Like, I'd sit at a table with a bunch of people and
one asshole.
Fuck. Well, because, hey, if you're making a point to let everyone know that you're a vegetarian and you are loud about it, I will order two hamburgers to make up for your fucking loudness.
Can
if you're
just quiet, I want to know.
And then they just order four more pieces of corn, and then you're like, well, I'll have three more burgers.
I'll take a hot dog.
All right.
What else can you kill back there?
I got an email from Sergeant McAllister last
night. Okay, what'd he say?
Oh, we also got another email for a Master's of Science, so.
Oh, good.
Just reminding me.
Good, good, good.
Don't let me forget.
So
it's a good one, too.
As many of you might know, Sergeant McAllister, character of the program, he has been placing bets for us over the last year and a half.
It's almost like he gets an extra bet out of it, because he gets to see what happens to us when there's a bet made for us.
I say he's made three or four bets for us at least, and every single one of them so far we've picked wrong. He has us pick, and we pick wrong, and we stand the chance to pick right here.
Did we pick the penguins, or did he just do it for us?
No, I asked him to put, because he had $400 up for grabs to be bet in the name of the Ad for Disaster, right. And I said, I wish I wasn't such a puss. I'm like, put $100 on the Penguins. This is like mid-season when they're out of the playoffs.
Oh, it could have been.
And it was 30-1. And I'm like, put $100 down on the Pens for us, would you? And we'll figure out the other 300.
He's like our dad.
The Penguins are now going to the big show.
Like, we can't just make our own bets.
Yeah, it's like we're at the track, and he's like, all right, $2. Well, who do you want it on?
For the first time since 2009, the Penguins are in the Stanley Cup Finals against the San Jose Sharks, which are a very good team. But it's going to be a great series, I hope. I hope it goes six to seven games.
Right?
Yeah, the Stanley Cup final. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if the finals led to something bigger.
No, the Eastern Conference final just finished last night. Penguins won game seven.
Okay.
And you know what? Right now it's a coin toss. Either team could win, I think. I won't know until I see them match up. They split the series during the regular season. But it's going to be great hockey. And we stand a chance to win $100 to $30. That's $3,000. And McAllister gets his $100 original bet back. And then he doles it as it should be. He'll dole out the $1,000 to each of us. I don't know if we're going to do it ceremoniously. I don't know if we're going to have an event.
I don't feel
if
right about taking that money.
Well, then you need to get, me and Anderson will
we'll split it 1,500 each. But here's the thing, McAllister, I've been saying to both of you guys,
hit my table.
If the Penguins win the cup, we either each win $1,000, which is huge. Huge. That'd be especially with me losing love line. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I'm having a baby
the
on the way. Holy shit, I need
gold,
it.
I'm gonna buy a gold chain.
And I said we're either each gonna $1,000
buy an actual penguin.
If the Penguins win, we're each gonna get a grand, or we're gonna lose a listener.
Why?
Because McAllister might just be like, oh, found money. Not going to listen to that show anymore. So, last night I got an answer. I didn't ask the question, but McAllister sent me an email after the Penguins won Game 7. And he said, hey, just to let you know, I'm keeping the ticket very safe. Still got it. And I don't know if he did it for the sake of irony or if there's any purpose for it, but it's beautiful. And I hope you guys appreciate this. You know those Barbasol shaving cream canisters that are fake?
Yeah.
He's keeping it one of those.
Oh, not too bad. We should break into his place and take it.
Because of the playoff beard.
What if someone throws it away?
I think that's why he has it in there.
Because you think? You don't know?
I'm not sure. Mm. But it's in there. It's safe. Mm. Oh, I should have said that on. Oh, no. Why did I just say that publicly? Where it is? What if a McAllister friend listens to this
program?
What if
somebody looks him up in the phone book and then goes
also,
and breaks
though,
it?
I'm not too keen. Is it fake Barbasol or the real Barbasol?
It's fake.
No, is it like Barber? Like, does it actually say Barbasol?
Barber,
S-A-U-L.
Why don't
I pull up the pic? Because
remember that terrible commercial that we used to sing?
No.
That Shave America song? It used to play, I think, during Love Line as one of the...
Okay, here's what I say
Shave
happens.
America.
I think we have to split the money four ways.
Why?
Because I think I can't imagine the resentment he's going to have if he has to give us all this money and he gets his $100
back.
He's
a professional gambler. He's not cutting us in on the other ones.
Here's what I say we do. We take all the winnings. We get a suite in Vegas. We drive out there.
Nope.
What are you doing, Michael? I have a child on the way. I don't have a job.
Okay. I have a child already
here.
I
don't have a real job.
I say we rent a Hummer. And no.
You know what? I've been thinking about it too. Thank you, everyone who's been supporting the show via Patreon.
It really has
brought a new vigor to the program. Yes. And I've been thinking about it, though. I feel like we should dole out the money back to a third of it back to all the listeners that donate.
What? Absolutely.
That's what Mike just said, essentially.
Oh, I thought you were in serious.
He just agreed to
like,
it.
Yeah, we should.
Why should we do that?
I mean, we're all bad at business, Mike, but you're really bad
you're
at business.
You're really awful at it.
You know what's funny about that is, you know who just gave me a lecture and she was stunned. And she didn't hear it from me. She heard it from someone else. Do you know who Laura Keitlinger is?
Keitlinger or what?
She's a comic.
No.
Nope.
Keitlinger?
She's been around for a long time. She's a writer. and she's a comic. And she had one of my favorite jokes from like 15 or 20 years ago, which is, my boyfriend broke up with me because he said I had low self-esteem. I said, does that mean you don't want to pee on me anymore? Okay, it's a great joke. I took a picture of her.
That's a good joke.
It wasn't a job. I just took a picture of her and I sent it to her, and she gave me $250. Mm-hmm. And I said, I can't take this.
Did you give a third of it back to her?
You're taking it. And I went, I can't take it. And then Bobcat came over and went, he won't take it. And he's just going to buy you something that costs $300 to give it back to you. And I went, damn straight I am.
Are you proud of that, Mike? I think
no,
you're proud of it.
No,
I think you're
embarrassed
proud. Because you
now.
Like to talk about
and
it.
And she gave me a lecture. Yeah. And she goes,
here's the thing. You can be like that, but I never want to hear you bitch about money.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
You can't be both.
I know.
Because that's mind.
I'm trying to change.
Boggling.
I took it. I took the money.
And did you buy her a $300 present?
He bought her a drone and flew it to her.
Why was that funny? Why did I laugh at that? It wasn't
it's
funny.
Funny. She's at home and all of a sudden a new drone flies through the window.
With a $100 bill
attached. It says for you.
Yeah.
Mike, stop. Stop
I
it.
I know.
So yeah, I think you had, I thought you gotten better over the
and
last
then he had
year
to buy
and
a second
okay,
drone.
How about this idea?
To take the remote control to
if
her.
We win this money, we drive out to Vegas.
I'm laughing.
We drive out to Vegas to. We'll spend a little money on gas and a hotel room. We drive out to
I
Vegas.
I feel like we should do it if we win.
And we
it,
hang out with McAllister yeah, for a while.
I feel like we have to do
that.
And
we shoot the whole thing, the collection.
And make a destination disaster out of it. I feel like we've needed an excuse to go see McAllister do his thing. I would love to, if he'll have us, let us hang out with him for a little bit.
I don't know if he'll have us, though, because he's scared of me. Remember?
We go to a casino, and then I come back from the bar, and I go, you guys, I just bought this $800 shot of whiskey. Who wants it?
I wouldn't be shocked.
It's aged 50 years.
I wonder if anyone, if an alcoholic has ever like rationalized it. Like, well,
absolutely. I've rationalized everything in Vegas.
It doesn't count because it's $300 for a shot. So I'm going to do this shot. Right
Why would
now.
That not count?
Because it's like sex. If you pay for it, it doesn't count as
cheating. I have talked myself into bullshit in Vegas that just was ridiculous. Steak and lobster dinner at 11:30 at night. Took
but
an
you
hour
used
to get
hammered.
There for room service.
He was pouring Jack Daniels into his eye at one point.
I would have
made videos of it.
It was...
He was a hammered man.
Yeah, that was fun times. So good times.
Wait, you're pouring Jack in your eyes?
He was by himself.
Oh, stupid shit.
And like roaming the halls. They were really funny videos. I enjoyed them. I probably still have them somewhere. But yeah, Mike was he was living the life.
Mm.
Wildlife.
The first time
he
I realized
he was living
that
the life
camera.
Of a juggalo.
You ever done a stuntman? I've never done it.
What is that?
I think we've talked about this before, but it's you take like a tequila shot, you know, the lime and the salt and the tequila.
Oh, someone punches you or something?
No, you shoot the tequila, snort the salt,
right.
Ooh,
and then squirt the lime in your eye.
Yeah,
it's
very
horrific.
Fratty, very fratty.
It's horrific, but it's fun to watch.
I don't see any point in that.
Yeah, why would you?
Says
do that?
The man pouring Jack Daniels in his eye.
Once. Because he heard that it could get you drunker. Right, it's an orifice.
It worked.
It's an orifice.
What about these people that put the booze up their butt?
Yeah, with tampons.
That sounds like an old man thing to say. What about these people?
So McAllister writes to us just last night, right after the game ended. He writes, actually, it was 16 hours ago, so maybe it was before the game ended. I think it might have been. Wow. No, maybe
jumped
it was
the
right
gun,
after
the
game.
I don't
know. Maybe. No, it was right after the game ended, exactly. And he wrote, just letting you know the ticket is safe, been maintaining radio silence to respect superstitions, which I appreciate. However, we're not there yet. But there's the Barbasol. There's the Barbasol can that he's got it in. All right.
Oh, that's what it was. Good Shave America.
Stop it.
Good Shave Barbasol.
So if they win, we're going to go to Vegas. The three of us stay out there at least one night and say hi to McAllister.
Like,
and if he'll have us, and we'll do a destination disaster
Absolutely.
Around McAllister, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he'll have us. I want to see. I feel one of the biggest regrets about the last live show we did was A, I was out of sorts. B, I didn't ask a lot of the questions that I would have liked to have asked McAllister. I felt like I was a shitty interviewer.
I have some questions to ask him.
Maybe we can do it on the video when the Pens win.
Yeah, good idea.
If the Pens lose, we go to San Jose and tell everyone to fuck off for 3 hours straight and make a video.
We'll bring cowbells.
Because the Cow Palace?
You know what they do during those basketball games? Apparently it's deafening. Everyone brings a cowbell and they bang them.
They used to play at the Cow Palace. That's what they called it.
That's San Francisco.
No, it's San Jose Sharks. Played there for sure.
Either way, they bring cowbells
to
the...
in between.
Sacramento Kings? Is that the basketball team?
Sactown. Yes.
And it's deafening. Because there's thousands of people
banging
cowbells.
Do they show goddamn Christopher Walken on the scoreboard saying needs more...
Bit.
It was until everyone made it their own and then it became like...
Yeah, but it started off as a great idea and a great original
I like. It was the same Borat bullshit, right? You guys all right? What's happening? What just happened?
I was just having a flashback to all the people who make cowbell jokes, and it's just like the worst.
Yeah, it's
and
the worst.
Everyone else laughs like it's so funny, and like, oh, you know, my god,
it's good, but it needs more cowbell.
Out of fever.
Yeah, but you got to admit, those bands that use cowbell in a lot of songs, especially hit songs, that was adventurous.
Motley Crue.
Yeah, but that's not the first thing I think about when people make that hacky ass joke. I don't go, you know, it's true though. It was really cool that's that people like used
right up there with the callback. It's essentially what it is. When everyone's making a reference to the cowbell, they're calling back to that joke from years ago, and yeah, everyone's like, I get it, so I'm going to laugh.
Not a clever callback.
Somewhere there's a guy, he might be dead, but there's a guy.
You're arguing that is a clever callback?
No, I'm...
But I mean, at some point in time...
There's not such thing as a clever callback.
At some point in time, there was a drummer who showed up to a gig with a cowbell.
Larry David's the classic...
Turtle.
He's the best.
Turtle doctor.
What? What? Sorry, Mike, we'll get there. I'm sorry. What?
Turtle Did you doctor. Have a laugh at Turtle Doctor?
I don't know what that is.
After I visited your house?
I'm drawing blanks. Turtle Doctor. Oh, you had that horrible joke. That's right.
Well, that was it.
It was a stupid, stupid joke, and I can't even remember it. I flushed Turtle it out of the mind. I said that we were talking about taking a dog to the vet or something, and then you just out of the blue said, well, but yeah, he gave you that advice, but he was a turtle doctor, so he didn't really know exactly what he was talking about.
Hey, are you guys under the impression that turtles are ticklish?
No.
Why did I think turtles are ticklish?
I am inside their shell. You have to crack open their shell, and then you can tickle them.
Because I always felt like turtles, like if you tickle them, they laugh or something.
I don't know where that's coming from.
Yeah, maybe it's a cartoon I saw. That's where I was getting at. Like, where do you tickle
them? I meant
the
interference. No, there's. Maybe it was a cartoon you saw when you were a child.
Hey...
What I was saying is Larry David was the ultimate, especially in the Seinfeld days. Like all Seinfelds, they all revolve around the same formula, which ends up with numerous callbacks. Yeah. But it was clever and really smart, so I stand corrected.
Yeah.
Sorry, what, Mike, you were going to say
something. I'm the Larry David of the show. Everything I do is clever and great. Everything.
I don't know what I was saying. Everything.
You were saying something good.
You're saying that you don't like money, but you give it away.
Can I just say... I know it's a different show. There's a little crossover here, but I would like to thank listener Tim. I don't even know if he listens to this program.
He better.
He listens to the Film Vault.
We should send him a link.
That is not acceptable, Tyler. You must not have your phone plugged into the board.
My boss is calling me.
Well, you should ignore him. Have him on the show.
Take it.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim, listen to the program. The Film Vault, anyways, he showed up the live show, and for entrance to the live show, he gave both Brian and I one of the coolest lamps.
Those lamps are
definitely
fantastic.
The coolest lamp I've ever owned.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. And I just want to give him a quick plug because it's really, really
I've
cool.
I've got
shit.
A post live after disaster story in a minute.
Live Film Vault story or live after disaster story?
Live Film Vault.
There's a site you go to, oldcoolnow.com. Just spell like it sounds, oldcoolnow.com.
It's a picture of me.
And it's a picture of old cool Mike. He takes really, really cool old retro things. Such as primarily like old Super 8 projectors, and he makes them into actual functioning lamps with lampshades and everything. Yep. And you know, it's not cheap stuff, but it's really, really cool stuff. And I just wanted to thank him. And the reason he found us is he was already a listener, but on my top five gifts for the film lover in your life, one of his lamps that I saw on Etsy in my research was on my list. And he contacted me. He's like, "Hey, I'm the guy who makes those lamps, and you had my lamp on your list." I'm like,
you're
a listener,
fuck
sweet.
Off, loser.
But he makes really... Check out Old Cool New.
Yeah, they're really cool. They're really cool. We carried
cool
them back
new?
On the subway.
Old Cool Now.
Or no. Jesus Christ.
So the live Film Vault was fun. It was a great show. It was comfortable.
I loved it.
Oldcoolnow.com.
I loved where the pre-show party was because there's like a private balcony in the Chinese theater up
there.
Yeah,
we got... One of the coolest things about that live show is we got to see all sorts of parts of the,
behind the
Chinese
scenes,
theater.
Man.
Yeah.
And that theater is legendary. That is one of the great theaters.
I've been going there since I was a kid. I saw Stanley Kubrick's last film, Eyes Wide Shut, opening day, the first showing. I was second, third person in line, and it was pretty fantastic.
It's a very impressive
Who was the
theater
first
because
one in line?
The screen
Someone that I hated.
Is the screen is gigantic. And it's
big screen, but unfortunately they show mostly 3D movies now, it just gets shrunk down.
But I had no idea those private little boxes existed. And there's one for owners and one for like
there's like a very small section of the balcony left over.
Four seats.
They transformed most of the balcony into like a private like lounge area, which is where we had our little VIP meet and greet for the film.
Fancy.
It was great. It's nice.
But they left like what, five seats?
Yeah.
In a little corner
six
box.
Six seats in one box, and then the other box, who knows how many, but he said that's the owner's
so
box.
So when, like, you know, rich and powerful
when
and
Will
famous.
When Will Smith wants to come to a movie.
They sit up there. It's a pretty good vantage point,
too. That's
pretty
fancy.
And Mike was upset. We had a really fun room with nice lights and people, you know, milling about and meets and greets. Drinks. And a lot of them knew Carano, and we were having drinks. And Mike just kept, he kept just slipping out the door, going to the little fucking seats overlooking Captain America.
Yeah, I was peeing on the people's heads beneath me.
He was obsessed with it.
That's my thing.
I was afraid I was going to fall over.
Anderson and I took the subway there and back.
Yeah.
And the ride there was as expected.
Did it feel like the beginning of Warriors?
It was just, yeah. That's all I think about is Warriors. It's just a collection of weirdos and creeps and poor people.
Weirdos and creeps.
Aren't they all one and the same in your world?
And poor people.
There's some people are weirder than others. Like I saw the dude that was full Marilyn Manson'd out.
It was also The Cure was playing at the Hollywood Bowl up the street that night.
Oh, good point.
So that's probably
why. Because I saw the dude dressed like Edward Scissorhands.
That's a Cure look.
Yeah, good point. I didn't think of that.
I was so upset to hear that The Cure was playing right up the street.
And you missed him?
And I missed him. I might have canceled my own show.
Yeah.
To go see The Cure. I love them.
It's kind of staggering how many times things occur in a big city like Los Angeles, and I have no idea they were even on tour.
You know how I used to keep up to date?
And like people are posting, I'm at the Who Staples Center.
I would just look at touring.
Yeah,
LA Weekly.
I had no idea they were.
Yeah. I would just browse LA Weekly every week, and I knew every single thing that was happening. Nowadays, I don't, and I don't know what the fuck going on.
The LA Weekly email.
Thursday.
I don't look at internet.
Every Thursday, the first thing I did was get the weekly and just scour.
Yeah, scour
and make mental notes.
And you always find shit. You're like, thank God I looked at this, or else I want to be at the show right now.
Hey, it's happened. It's happened in recent times where I just stumbled on things. Like driving down, I decided to take Coldwater one day and drove by the Rocks and it said Patti Smith.
What is that?
And then I went and grabbed Tara, and we went back and bought from Scalpers.
What is that?
Oh, yeah. But I mean, I would have had no idea she's even in town.
Oh, yeah. Is that a patty grown in a lab?
Okay, so Anderson and I are carrying his lamps and a bunch of other stuff in a box.
Yeah. I painted this picture for Jillian. She found it amusing.
And we're carrying it like two super weak guys. Each one has one
it's
side.
It's like a crate. It's like a wooden crate that Tim brought
like you robbed
in.
A ship?
We're on a crowded, on a crowded subway.
And the lamps are like, you know, they look chic and they're covered in green bubble wrap. So they're all like pristine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're in the crowded subway.
We look like a couple lovers that just went out shopping for our new apartment.
We get off in the valley. We're on the escalator. I recognize the guy behind me.
I turn
around. He says hi. Shake his hand. Anderson turns around. Shakes his hand. Mm-hmm. And then I'm obsessing on how do I fucking know that guy?
This is on the subway?
It's right after we got off and we're going up the escalator.
And I got kind of an unsettling vibe about it. Like, I don't really like him.
He seemed autistic.
Yeah, he's a loser.
Have you figured it out?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. If you just call him a loser.
We get to back to the train station. We both go to our cars. I drive.
We get back to the parking lot at the train station.
Mm. I drive home. I make a stop before I get home, but then I get home like a half an hour later.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pulling into my driveway, and my next door neighbor's getting off the bus.
No.
Oh, yeah. He's my neighbor.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The porno neighbor?
We both got home at the exact same time, and I'm like, "Hey, what's up?"
So you could have given him a ride.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mike was really like, "How do I know that dude?"
Yeah, I have no idea.
And we both settled on you probably work with him or used to work with him.
Yeah, I'm like, he must work in the kitchen or something.
And he, Michael.
Well, that's what I thought. German? I thought he worked at the kitchen. Yeah, I thought he was one of the German guys in the improv kitchen.
making the schnitzel.
Yep.
Hey, I talked about it on the Film Vault, but Look Who's Back is phenomenal. I dare you both to watch it.
Oh, the Hitler movie?
Makes you like Hitler. They had the temerity to make him likable. Makes you think, man.
Look Who's Back. I've never even heard of it.
It's a goofy, ridiculous, absurd.
It's on Netflix, right?
Yeah, it's on Netflix, and it's really it's just not a well-made movie. It's kind of like goofy is the only word you can really come up with, but by the end of it, it's worth the watch. It's definitely worth the full watch.
Or is there any
nudity?
Blowback by making Hitler likable? Like, is there?
That's the whole point. I mean, you got to watch the whole thing.
Any groups protesting?
So far, so no. Because the message is there, but part of the message is making the audience actually kind of like the cut of his jib. Not necessarily what he's saying. He doesn't obviously get into any of the gnarly, like the worst parts of Hitler, but he was doing a lot of the same propaganda that he was doing in the early 30s. He kind of went back to that, which is a lot of the same stuff that you hear Trump talking about right now.
Is he resurrected or is he like time traveled?
He just shows up in a park and there's smoke emanating off his body, and we're not really sure. And then a buffoon decides to, who just got fired, who a would-be filmmaker decides to do a piece on him and follows him around the camera, and then we see.
Is he dressed like Hitler?
Yes.
And he's got the stash,
but he doesn't have the swastikas. You know, he's like a softened Hitler. He doesn't have the, but he does have like the full duster and the hat. But there's no skull and crossbones like the SS officers.
And there's
officers.
No explanation for whether he.
By
just
the
got
time everything's
time
said and done, everything is somewhat covered.
And is he speaking German?
The fact that the whole movie's in German. The fact that he's
I'm out.
That the movie is goofy, like I said, even that is wrapped up, and you understand why. Because it's supposed to be a movie made by one of the buffoon character.
Right.
And the end of everything, you realize, oh, we're watching the movie he made.
Right.
It's good.
Okay.
I'm telling you. Look who's back.
How'd you stumble on that?
A number of listeners, including Jeff Pranksky. Pranksky?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Met him. He alerted to me, as well as a number of other listeners. And Jeff actually had to wear... He made it a point to say, hey, you're gonna have a hard time with this one at first, give it time, trust me. And okay. I did. I would have shut it down 10 minutes in because it was goofy and stupid.
Shut her down.
So my favorite part of the train after the show, tie.
Yeah.
We're stumbling, we're walking back to the train station, not stumbling, but it's a little bit hard because those fucking things are heavy.
Yeah, it was a pain in the ass.
And because the cure just got out, subway, it's like 11:45 at night. Packed.
Yeah.
And my tap card, of course, doesn't have enough money on it. Mm-hmm. So I got to wait in the goddamn That's line because I'm not a teenager anymore. I don't just go over the turnstile.
I wish you would have.
There was like 10, 15 people in front of me probably. So it was about a 10, 15 minute wait, I would say. Poor Mike's on the other side of the
That's
turnstile
right.
waiting for
it's
me.
All right.
Of course, the guy right in front of me took forever. He's calling his friend over because he couldn't get anything to work. Then I get up and they're trying to charge me an extra dollar, which isn't a big deal. But at the same time, I don't want to give this fucking these assholes extra money. So I finally said, fuck
Subway
it.
Assholes.
Have the extra dollar. Here's my $2.75, clear, green, mm-hmm. good, go. Mm-hmm. I walk over to the turnstile, tap it.
Didn't work.
You need funds. So I became enraged. Have you seen me that mad before?
You were very upset.
And I say, fuck this. And I'm like sweating. I'm wearing my jacket.
You jump the turnstile.
But I'm not a spry young man. So I'm like jumping it, but my leg is getting caught in the turnstile. And I'm like, while yelling and screaming. It was a sight.
Yeah.
And then I get to Mike and I immediately just grab one end of the little crate. And then we just start walking away.
Yep.
Embarrassing.
Do you want to see my $33,000 Zach bill?
Holy shit.
What? Why?
I mean, I don't have to pay it, but...
$33,000 to birth
actually,
a baby?
Actually, $34,000 is what they... Is if I didn't have insurance.
They want like a new car.
They want
for
a just, fancy new car.
For overseeing a natural...
Occurrence. Yeah.
$16,000 of it would have been for
the... I went to the hospital and they watched me sneeze
anesthesia.
And it cost me $1,200.
I was going with that. I was going to say sneeze or pee. Because I didn't want to go with the obvious.
$20,000 of it is just for the anesthesia.
Hey...
For the epidural.
Okay, I'm not big on this idea, but I will offer this to you for $6,000. I'll deliver the next kid.
Will you do the epidural? That's where they get you. Rubber mallet to the.
I'm still on the hook
to the tailbone.
I'm still on the hook for
my epidural is just rubber mallet to the head.
1,800.
That wouldn't be bad. But then how do you push?
Smelling salts.
You're on the hook for 18.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
18,000?
No, 1,800.
That's too much.
That's not too bad.
That's too much.
That's not too bad.
It's less than 33,000.
Yeah, that's how they get you though. They give you like really bad news and then they come up.
Here's what you do. You send the hospital a little box with one of Zach's fingers in it.
It seems like a threatening manner.
Yeah, they're like. And then they just send me back another one.
Well, you know, you actually, he's onto something. You send back like whatever the 18%, 1,800 is percentage-wise of the full bill.
Right.
And like, here, you can have this part.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Tell them you'll pay him later.
Okay.
Just send them poop.
Mm. Yeah, select the poop and then send it to them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
1,800 seems too much.
Just forward that bill to McAllister.
What?
Not a bad idea.
He's not just paying bills.
He's our dad. He's our new dad.
Putting money on things for us. That's like his version of Patreon for us.
Gotcha.
It's like if you have hookups in the business. Like if you got a friend who like works for like a radio station and he gets cool tickets to like festivals, you can go with him. If you have a friend who's a professional gambler, they bring you a little action.
Thanks for straightening me out.
I do like the idea of Betreon, where you like choose something that you want to support and then you place bets for it.
That would make us all gambling addicts for a living.
Patreon. Cut to someone steals that idea and they sell the company for $4 billion.
Plus it'd be Patreon, right?
Yeah.
And then somebody would make Master Patreon and this
be
whole
Patreon?
Thing where
you get Master Patreon.
You get
not
paid
that bad.
For beating off.
That's a good idea.
Like I will if you give me $10, I'll beat off to any porn you send me. Oh, that's not bad.
Then I'll send it back. I'll send you back a video and you can beat off to that. And it just keeps on going. It's like having mirrors on both sides of the walls.
What the fuck?
That's the worst business, and I'm sure it is out there, is people trading porn, like actual physical DVDs online. Like, that's all right, a business? I'm finished. I bet it is. I bet you there are circles where.
Yeah, those are called child predators.
I know that the child porn stuff gets traded, but I'm talking about like actual physical DVDs. Like, I got this one. You want that?
Well, okay, technically, it's not that gross.
Oh, it's very gross.
No, it seems gross because you know their hand just came off their penis when they were putting this DVD away and you're getting penis.
I was never pleased when I had to open the drawer at the semen depositing place.
Yeah, no.
For the whole trying to make Zach process. But the fact of the matter
is, we shake hands all day and people's hands have been in horrible places. So we're all just one big gross soup of dead skin cells and fucking bacteria and germs. All right,
my God. Yeah, we get to the point where like everything's just filthy and horrible. Remember we were talking about how fecal matter is on everything and it's okay, you know what?
Skin flying through your car is full of dead skin.
We're organic beings. It's okay. You got to just get over it.
I
wish we were robotic or I could live in photosynthesis.
Middle of a fucking desert.
Plants would be great.
Made out of cement.
Plants with roots that walk, with roots that move like legs. I want to be a plant. I want to be Groot.
I'm just going to wear one of those radioactive suits.
Get your goddamn dog out of your...
Farley.
His head is buried deep in a plastic bag. That's a girl?
Does it hurt?
Supposed to put dogs
All dogs are him.
God damn it.
Where are we at?
All dogs are him.
I'm starting to get a little bit nervous about
I'm unsettled, but I got a feeling...
You're going to die.
Knowing me and knowing what you... know of me, Mike, I'm surprised that you're even doing this at all.
Yeah.
If I was you, I'd be like really nervous about
it. I'd be way more surprised if I was doing it.
I'm nervous about getting, because
I'm an idiot and I always got to interject and I always got to like do things that I shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
And we're going to a Juggalo show where it's going to be present many options for me to do and say
so sticky.
That's the problem, too. We should probably get something to cover the seats in the car.
No, we're going to change.
You should remove the seats from your car.
We're just drive on buckets. I brought backup socks, backup underwear, everything.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I told you. I feel like such a loser
I sent an email, a text last night saying, make sure you pack an extra set of clothes.
I brought nice pants and a nice sweater. Because I want to drive home in
my God, you guys soda sweater. You guys should do the opposite of dressing up. You should wear suits. To the concert.
White suits.
No, not white suits. Just like looking like businessmen, just standing amongst everyone as if you're like scoping them out for a bigger record deal or something.
Why would we do that?
We should have gone with naked with socks on our dicks and acted like we thought we were going to the Chili Peppers 1983.
I still like the idea of dressing up like innocuous and a clown.
I love the regular clown thing and we bring like the bowling pins.
And we got like the horn.
Oh, yeah.
You know who does that perfectly? Tig Notaro.
Little tricycles.
She does the I'm going to pull it up right now because Tyler is superfluous.
What?
Tig Notaro does a spot on clown horn and it's phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. I've heard her. It's like.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Oh, that's it.
That's pretty good.
That's it. Not too bad.
I didn't know you could do it.
My championship baseball team last year was the Notaros. We were the Tig Notaros.
Mm. It was because you could all make that sound?
Yeah.
Tig got married.
Yeah, we all know.
I thought she was a lesbian.
Your dog.
What?
Your dog stuck his head between your knees.
It's not going to kill him. It's not going to kill him. Wait, I thought she was a lesbian.
Yeah.
That's not allowed.
I know. Yeah. It's bullshit.
Oh, wait, it's 2016, not 2014.
She got married in the South.
That's why I left the team.
Did she really?
Mm-hmm.
Was that where...
That's not true.
I watched that documentary, and it was heartbreaking when the first one... That's a really good documentary. It's just called Tig.
Yeah.
I think it's really good.
It's really good.
And then there's another one...
Check it.
Where it's like Tig and one of her buddy is on a road trip and they're just doing like those.
Yeah, they do gay road trips.
No, it wasn't gay road trip. It's her buddy who's a straight dude.
No, he's gay.
Oh, he is? Really?
Well, you know what? Let me not say that. I don't know.
What's it called?
They go on. It's called Gaycation.
No, it's not. This is something something completely different.
Oh, okay. Well, she's got a show called Gaycation where she goes.
It's not a show. It's an actual documentary.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm sorry. We got down the Tig Road. I need to get off the Tig Road.
I think she does. Maybe I made all that up.
Do you remember when we were at Mike's birthday dinner last a couple months ago? And we saw
before the live show,
right across the street from the Improv, before the live show, and it was Mike's birthday dinner, and we're enjoying ourselves, trying to enjoy our little company before the After Disaster live show. And a woman walked out of the restaurant who looked just like Tig Notaro from Far mm-hmm. Away. And we're sitting like right on the window where the street is, but there was no window, so like, we're right
that
on the street.
Was delish.
And she's walking by, and I think that it's her. I'm like, hey, there's Tig Notaro, and hey, Farrells, stop doing that. Stop ruffling. And I say, hey, I think that's Tig Notaro. And then Mike starts yelling, Tig.
Well, I thought it was her.
And the word Tig rhymes with, and we realized it wasn't her. Tig. And the lookalike Tig was walking with a black Tig. Woman. And I realized what just happened, like right after it happened. And it was like, hey, sounded like Michael's just
does
yelling
does anybody
out.
In this time and age think I'm going to be yelling?
Not you necessarily, just a person.
Can you even fathom that idea? I'm sitting in a nice restaurant yelling nig.
Oh, I didn't mean you to say it just
I
now.
Mean, like, it would be weird, though, particularly the way you were yelling realistic. It, too. Like, so, like, welcoming, you know?
Yeah.
That's a good character. I like that character. Just a character.
Oblivious racist?
Yeah, oblivious racist. I got a great business model.
No one here has the balls to do it right now. I started, and then I was like, oh, I'm not going
to
do this.
I have a great business model, and actually, I called you up a couple weeks ago, okay. Mike, to pass it by you.
Why would
I
you call him for business advice?
I wanted to see if it was okay for the show, and Mike's exact words were, I'll call you right back, and that call never came.
He stole the idea.
That call never came.
I had to go
never
called me back.
He's on.
I had to get it.
You didn't see Shark Tank last week? Mike's on it.
I didn't give him the idea, because he literally said, I'll call you right back.
I got a good idea. It's called Immediate Shark Tank. Like, you steal an idea from your friend, and you call them, and they conference call you, and they shoot it.
Yelling Tig.
Your kid doesn't like racism.
You idiot.
He's like, I woke up. Going, your kid an idiot or me?
You.
You're going to like this idea, Ty. Guys, this one can't lose. This is a great business model.
Then don't say it out loud.
Let's share it with
black
everybody.
Black kids selling moving boxes
in
racist neighborhoods.
I'm out.
What? You like it?
No, I don't get it.
They ring the doorbell.
You did not tell me that idea.
I know, because you literally said, I'll call you right back, and you never did. So
okay. I'm sorry. I thought you meant.
So the racist opens the door. There's a black kid on his porch. He immediately knows, oh no, blacks are in my neighborhood now. Hey, guess what the kid's selling? Moving boxes. Done.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
This is a terrible.
Why don't you like it?
Well, because there's way more involved before you buy moving boxes. It's also sort of calling a real estate agent. It's discussing with your wife.
No, but these are white trash racists who just kind of like
you're enabling the racists.
Hey, this idea works better with the current form, which is rich white people moving into downtrodden neighborhoods and trying to gentrify them. And
I don't like that business model. I don't like that business model.
Hey, so, I'm moving in. I'm a low powered hipster attorney that happens to make a bunch of money.
I'm a
and
low
I'm gonna,
powered.
I'm gonna. I don't. Is that I didn't want to give them credit.
Low powered.
I'm a low powered entertainment attorney. I run on battery power. No, you know.
I
how,
run on lab
you know how
meat.
All these old neighborhoods.
Yes.
The poor people are being run out because hipsters and Starbucks yes. and craft
it's
beer
in my
places
script.
And
it's,
beards I, are moving in.
Some of my feature script that I'm about to start trying to raise money for, that all ties in. It all ties in. Gentrification.
Yeah.
Oh, I promised Tanya that I would talk about getting Zitty, even though I'm way behind. And I'm behind on every podcast. I've not listened to a Billy yeah. Red Balls in a long time either.
I'm behind on every podcast.
But Tanya from Getting Zitty fame, she sent me a text saying, hey, our listenership has dropped off. Can you please talk about us?
And what, I said, now it's down to 10?
I will.
Got him.
Wow. Rude.
Zitty zing.
I miss that.
I got to give her shit because she gives me shit.
Yeah,
you
yeah, yeah. She hates you.
Exactly.
I miss that program.
Mine's in fun, though. Hers is just in earnest.
Yours and, is kind of mean, actually.
I'm about to get back on the track with all the podcasts of all sorts. I just haven't had time because I've been busy, man.
I listened to a pretty interesting true crime podcast a couple of days ago.
Is it called Getting Zitty? Because that's what we
it's
were
called
trying
Getting
to
Zitty with Tanya and Didi. Mm-hmm. And they went step by step over the North Hollywood shootout with the police call clips, and it was fascinating.
I remember seeing that was the craziest
unbelievable
shit I'd ever seen when I was a kid.
I remember it very well. I was in Aspen.
Full fucking machine guns.
Sitting in the lobby of the St. Regis. And
okay, Jesus.
with Conan O'Brien and Martin Short and
what the
Dennis
fuck?
Miller.
He
and
used
David.
To live a life.
No, well, we it was the Aspen Comedy Festival, and that thing went down like the second day we were there, and I remember all of us just sitting around mesmerized watching it, and it was unbelievable.
I don't know how no one's made a feature film about that.
Maybe they have.
No, it came out before.
He came out before.
It was a prequel.
Yep.
And it's why would you do that? I mean, you don't want to, because they blame Heat for that action. Yeah. Why would you go back and
but
make
those
the
guys
same
had
mistake?
Robbed banks before
because
with machine
money.
Guns.
Because
money. Jillian, you know what's cool is Jillian, for about 2 years, right before she moved in with
was
me,
a bank robber.
Lived less than a block away from that actual bank.
It's
pretty sweet.
It's called Case File True Crime.
No one cares about that?
I thought
that
was kind of cool. Episode 18, the North Hollywood Shootout. Now, the only thing I don't like about this podcast is the guy's got a thick Australian accent.
Mm-hmm. Why is that bad?
But other than that...
Oh, it's quite the shootout, mate.
And they put on the body armor.
Dude, do the clown horn again.
What?
I don't know. I can't do accents. I can't do accents.
Put on the body armor. What am
I'll
I doing?
Throw another shrimp clown on the armor Hummer? For you,
clown
mate.
Clown horn.
It was like the quiet one.
Yeah, it wasn't as good. I'm going to be honest. Michael, stop it. Oh, we should juggle tonight at some point.
I don't know how to juggle.
I'm a juggalo. Probably... Check me out.
Oh, a juggler.
Oh, my God. I'm worried that somebody's going to bump into me because I'm going to have a lot of hate when I'm there.
And you're going
to have a lot of anger.
You're going to jump right in the pit.
And I'm worried that I'm going to say, dude, keep your fucking distance. I'm afraid that I'm going to be ornery.
No, you should be worried that this is going to awaken something inside of you. And you're going to tell Jillian
that you're
a juggalo now.
My biggest fear is that
the
music's going to stop.
I've never been more accepted.
The music's going to stop.
I've never felt a sense of family.
I mean, I know they say family, but like it really is a family.
Before it was,
family.
It was just words, man.
And I'm in the background. Woof, 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 woof. I'm afraid the music's going to stop and then Shaggy, Two Dope, or Violent J are going to be like, we got word there's some imposters here. Find these motherfuckers, bring them up on stage. And people, and the light just shines on us. And they're like, they're here to make fun. They're here to make fun.
Yeah. You know what? I have run this through my mind. I have been concerned about an actual confrontation where they're like, name songs and I won't have one other than Miracles.
Oh, yeah. Miracles. I go Miracles too.
But so maybe we got to like load in their liner.
I think you guys should listen to their discography on your drive down, the entire thing.
I don't think so.
You know,
I do love the idea of you and I calling each other like in a week going, that was pretty good. And you're like, yeah, I know. You know,
I kind of got a hankering for another one.
It is a family, man. You and I are brothers. Hey.
Yeah, Tyler just gets more and more distance.
Yeah, you guys just don't invite me to all these juggalo shows.
I got some angel dust. You're like, yeah, let's do it.
I don't know if they're angel. I think they're more methy. Mm. I would think booze.
No, they're more like spray paint your face and then spray paint into the bag and huff the gas.
Yeah, huffing,
keep it going.
Weed
up
and meth, I think, would be the three.
Whippets.
The three.
Cut to Jillian at a show showing off her baby, guzzling fucking pure booze.
What if he's born with a
I got a juggalo. I got a little juggalo in here.
It's going to sound wrong, but we were watching that video that you shot, right?
Yeah.
Mike shot a video a couple years ago now.
Yeah.
Of juggalos.
It's on our Facebook page.
The end of the Insane Clown Posse show a couple years ago, and he went down there with the camera and shot them coming out. And it was actually quite funny because I called him out on it before the show started. Yeah. But he gets this one decent vantage point where they're walking towards the camera.
No mistake.
He was shooting for like 90 seconds. You were obviously quite apparent scared. 90 seconds of good reactions, people walking out. And then one single solo man, he might not have even been a juggalo, he just glanced in Mike's direction. Mike immediately picks up the camera and finds a new vantage point, which is actually behind what looks like a blast wall, like a wall with a little cutout so you could shoot the profiles of them walking by.
What?
They could still
watching,
see me.
I know. One guy actually looked over at you and said, he said something Insane Clown Posse related, but
maybe I'm being mean, but
I was watching with Jillian and I was just looking at them. You know, no one looks good coming out of a show, but I mean, these guys take it to a new level, and I asked her if she thought that any of them were successful.
Not in any vein, she says
a bunch of low-powered attorneys.
Some of them might, and I would think that like their idea of success is like a 40-hour work week. And then I thought, that's more successful than I am right now.
Yeah.
So you're probably right.
Me too.
So you hit a new juggalo. What percentage?
I'm hoping to God that we're in the men's room and I get the chance to go.
What percent chance is there that you guys
to the ground? That's all I'm hoping for.
What percentage?
What percent chances are that you guys walk up to the venue and then turn around?
Oh, zero.
Zero.
Yeah,
for me.
We're going in.
Okay. For Mike.
The chances.
You know what? Honestly, if they say no phones, I might. If they say no phones, I might demand money back. Or maybe we just sell our tickets.
Yeah.
I'm not going in there if we're not going to document.
And they can't really say no phones because every one of those people has a babysitter.
What?
I'm kidding. Their babies are probably, they probably just used the dog collar and left them attached to the bedpost.
I don't understand how it ties into the phones. Oh, they got to call the babysitter?
They can't tell you no phones. There's a new thing starting that Dave Chappelle did.
Yeah, where they...
Yeah, they put your phone in a bag.
A little bag.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's locked. But I can't imagine House of Blues has the funding for 800 of those bags. Those magnetic... They're not going to do that.
Is there an opener for ICP?
I don't know.
The research I did, it doesn't appear there's many openers tonight because their on time is 8:45, according to my brother's friend who works there.
Yeah.
But I looked at their Wikipedia page, and it appeared they brought 4, 5, or 6 bands with them all the time. And that can explain why the people looked completely
What's
exhausted.
What's the average length of an ICP show?
I don't know. The doors open at 6.
What did David say last week?
God. I don't know.
David, he emailed me and we were talking. David is the one who kind of inspired this because he, actually, we wouldn't be going if it wasn't for David.
Absolutely,
right?
We wouldn't because we wouldn't have looked it up.
We had David on the show last week and he went
to weekly for shows. We didn't know ICP was even on tour.
He went to one in Florida last week.
You guys should
really
get on the road, by the
way.
Yeah,
we should get out of here. That's Tyler's polite way of trying to get rid of us.
Yeah, this has been a long show, even though it feels like I've contributed nothing. Did you hit
record?
I'm exhausted and I'm scared.
I didn't push record. Let me ask you this, Mike, and I think you're going to be right on the same page with
my
me.
My dog is just biting me.
How happy and comforting, maybe for the first time ever, are you going to be in a very long line to go through a metal detector tonight?
That's true.
I'm going to feel really good about that.
Like, I got nothing to hide.
For the first time ever, I'm going to be like,
what
search away.
What happens if you walk up and there's no metal detectors?
I will be excited and happy if I see them having guys bend over and cough.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess.
Cough? They're like, it's a doctor's.
It's prison purses.
Bend over and cough. We're going to check your balls prison and make sure you don't have a hernia.
Oh, right, they make you do that. They make you cough, though. So like, because you cough, like if there's anything in your butt, it pops out.
No, they make you
cough in prison. I've been there.
They make you cough. They hold your balls
to make
sure you
don't... No, that's for checking your hernia.
Yeah.
But they also make you cough to make sure that there's nothing in your bum.
I'm down with the clown until we're 6 feet in the ground.
I don't think that's what it is because that didn't
rhyme. If you'd like to be the new After Disaster co-host, please tweet us.
Hey, we'll have a little bit of hopefully
family.
We have some material. We'll have some stories and we'll have video footage as well coming up here in the next few weeks.
Yep.
I like it. All right.
I don't want to mock them though. Let's not mock.
No.
If I say whoop whoop once, please hit me.
No, we're probably gonna say it.
No,
I don't want to say it.
You're gonna say it. Just say it earnestly.
Hey, let me be blunt.
How many drinks am I allowed to have tonight?
There's a 50-50
How many
chance
drinks am I allowed to have?
For the first time in my life at a concert, I'm taking my shirt off.
Really?
Yeah. I figured. Fuck.
Okay,
it.
I'm going to. Okay. Hey, wait. We need a third because I'm gonna put eye on my chest. I'm gonna paint eye. We need an eye.
Yeah, we're gonna stop and get makeup. Let's go.